Yeah, sure thing.
Hey, you sold that car yet?
Yeah, sold it to Carvana.
Oh, I thought you were selling to that guy.
The guy who wanted to pay me in foreign currency, no interest over 36 months? Yeah, no. Carvana gave me an offer in minutes, picked it up, and paid me on the spot. It was so convenient.
Just like that?
Yeah.
No hassle?
None.
That is super convenient.
Sell your car to Carvana and swap hassle for convenience. Pickup fees may apply.
Hi, I'm Kelly Corrigan. You probably never heard of me. Maybe you did. I wrote some New York Times bestsellers. I gave a TED Talk. But the reason I'm in your ear now is to invite you to listen to Kelly Corrigan Wonders. We talk to everyone from Bono to Amy Schumer, Spike Lee to Rainn Wilson, Krista Tippett and Bryan Stevenson about purpose, creativity, well-being, and what makes life worth living. Follow and listen to Kelly Corrigan Wonders on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, places, please. The Daily Mix Show is on deck. Guitars plugged in. Drums ready to go. Chickens.
They're a clucking.
Other animals. And action.
This is the Daily Mix Show on The Rock with Taryn Daly and Steve Miggs.
While listening to the Daily Mix Show, please refrain from any unnecessary finger gesturing.
99.9 KISW.
Good morning, Rockaholics, and happy Freaky Friday.
It's Friday.
It's Friday, and I walked into Lordy, Lordy, Look Who's 40 Balloons.
Sorry, but we have some breaking news right now, Taryn. Since today is your 40th, well, this Sunday's your 40th birthday.
Taryn, happy birthday. It's time to dance.
It's time to dance.
I'll do
it's
it.
It's your birthday, Taryn. Happy birthday.
Oh, no.
Here we go.
Oh, no.
Sarah's walking in with some birthday cupcakes.
Oh, yeah. Oh, my God, I have to make a wish?
Make a wish.
So many of her.
Okay, ready? I got it!
Did you see the cupcake scene? Look at them.
Oh, that is so funny.
They have
each cupcake has a little flag on it, but it's a picture of Taryn's faces.
This is amazing. You guys are the best. Holy smokes.
Happy birthday. Happy birthday.
Yum.
It's Taryn.
Oh, and we got one more gift for you.
What?
Right here.
Oh, Lord.
It's a t-shirt. Yep.
Oh, my God.
Woo! Oh,
yes. It says, Lordy, Lordy, look who's 40.
Yes.
That is so awesome. You guys are the best.
She's been
Thank
saying
you.
That for how long now?
Every time she talks about her birthday, she goes, Lordy, Lordy, look who's 40. And by the grace of Amazon.com, apparently there are shirts that say that.
Oh, my God. Sarah, you could wear yours and we could match.
Hey!
I'm taking back your dessert, okay?
Except hers says it's 45. I don't know what the rhyme is for that, but it was 45.
Wait. Are those nothing bundt cakes?
Yes!
I just saw in the news that they're the most popular restaurant chain in all of America.
Well, look at that. I didn't even know.
Kind of blew my mind because I'm like, since when is that a restaurant?
Where is there one?
Or maybe it's like food chain.
Is there one nearby?
No,
she went all the way to Montana to get you these cupcakes this morning.
I don't
morning.
Know that I've ever had a nothing bundt cake before.
Well, that's going to change
since my
this
life
morning.
Is going to change. Oh,
they
my
are,
gosh, you guys, this is amazing.
They are yes. pretty freaking awesome.
Well, happy early birthday to me. Yeah. And thank you guys for spoiling me and making me feel special.
And we're going
to
be celebrating your birthday this Sunday?
Yes, we'll be at Tony V's Garage in Everett from 7 to 11 on Sunday. I was talking with Tony on the phone yesterday. We're very excited. And if you have nothing going on, come and kick it with us.
That's right.
Woo!
So one more time for all the kids
oh
in the back.
Boy.
Taryn, happy birthday. It's time to dance.
There will be a DJ on Sunday.
Is he going to play this?
Maybe we can get this song in the mix.
I can send him a link to the video.
It does sound like something you would listen to regularly. So
it sounds like something Sarah would move her booty to.
Oh, I can move my booty to anything.
It sounds like me farting into a microphone.
Okay, why did you have to ruin it?
You ruined it.
That's what I'm here for.
Sarah, can you move your booty to the Daily Mix download?
Absolutely.
Let's inform the Rockaholics.
Knowledge is power. So give us five-ish minutes, and we'll give you some interesting stuff you can talk about at work. This is the Daily Migs Download,
a.k.a. the DMD.
Here's your daily dose of doings happening in the world.
And the DMD is brought to you by Palace Law and Taryn Daly for her birthday. Happy, happy early birthday
Thank
to you.
You.
All right, so today is also another special day, and I think you'll appreciate it because it involves a little alcoholic drink.
Oh.
I'm going to play some audio, and you guys are going to have to guess what drink we're celebrating today. So you guys have to pay attention. Are you ready?
I'm ready.
Okay.
Start by combining together room temperature butter, brown sugar, vanilla extract, cinnamon, cloves, nutmeg, and a pinch of salt. Whisk it together until it is smooth and creamy. Add about 2 tablespoons of the batter to a mug. Top it off with rum and hot water. Cheers.
What do you think?
Hot buttered rum?
Hot buttered rum day.
Ooh.
Has anyone ever had a hot buttered rum?
I actually have like a little container of the mix that you just add some hot water to and it's good to go.
So we don't have to follow this YouTube tutorial?
You don't
tutorial.
Even have to. You can actually get pre-made hot buttered rum batter, I guess.
Because I watched that video and this morning I'm like, I need to try a hot buttered rum. I've always wanted to try one. And I watched the video. I'm like, this is way too much effort.
It's box wine day instead.
Okay, fair. Seahawks, they've just scheduled a second interview with New Orleans Saints offensive coordinator Clint Kubiak. They're going to be doing that today. I mean, that's a pretty good sign that they like what he had to say. And quite possibly he's the dude they're going to go with for their offensive coordinator position. The other guys are that offensive line coach for the Lions, Hank Fraley, Chicago Bears interim head coach Thomas Brown, and the Minnesota Vikings assistant coach, the very young 28-year-old Grant Udinski. Who knows if maybe those guys could be involved in a different form of coaching, like maybe not the offensive coordinator, but they could bring him on board for maybe an upgrade from what they're currently doing with their teams. I don't know. Also, though, the Seahawks assistant head coach Leslie Frazier, kind of like the right-hand man for Mike McDonald, apparently has an interview with the Dallas Cowboys for their head coaching spot. He'll be doing that interview on Monday, so good luck to him with that. And hopefully, we'll have an offensive coordinator sometime very soon for the Seattle Seahawks.
Let's go, Hawks. A construction crane fell onto a building under construction at Everett Mall yesterday morning. 2 of the workers were injured. 1 of them had to be taken to the hospital. The Everett Fire Department got in there real quickly. They ended up having to use another crane to remove the equipment that had tipped over, and building engineers had to assess the damage. So hopefully the one that is in the hospital will be out of the hospital soon.
Yeah, imagine going home and like, how was your day? Well, a crane pretty much just fell on us.
Gosh,
I think I'm taking tomorrow off. A Southwest Airlines pilot arrested over in Savannah, in the Savannah Hilton area at their airport for DUI. And here are a couple of the passengers talking about they had to take this guy off of the plane because he was drunk.
My husband just kind of looked over and he goes, that's odd. There's a police officer on the plane.
And when they walked out with the pilot, my first comment to her was, he's drunk. His face was red. He looked like he'd been out or tired or just hadn't slept.
That just seems so bonkers to me.
Yeah, and then how long do you got to wait for the next pilot, you know?
I've had that happen where it's like, I remember the worst, I mean, the guy wasn't drunk, so it wasn't like that, but they said he's worked too many hours and he can't work anymore. And I'm like, how do we F this up?
What
like,
about me and my needs?
It's like, tell him, suck it up, drink a Red Bull. We got places to be.
Dude, that happened one time when like we had a maintenance issue. Mm-hmm. But the maintenance issue set us so far back in delay that they were like, we can't have this crew do it because they've been up for too many hours.
Oh.
If it would have taken off on time, you would have been fine.
Isn't that funny? Like an hour difference could mean whether or not you're going to... Look, at the end of the day, it makes sense to have a black and white rule like that where it's just like, look, they hit X amount of hours. We're not even risking it. But when you're sitting in the plane, you're just like, God, there's shades of gray to this. I got a Bang energy drink. Pass it on over to the pilot.
Here in Western Washington, we're going to have the coldest stretch of the season so far over this upcoming 3-day holiday weekend and into next week. The daytime highs will maybe reach 40 if we're lucky, and then overnight lows will be in the 20s and low 30s. Dry conditions still, but SeaTac has recorded one of the driest Januaries on record so far. They have no moisture expected for the short term, so snow probably not likely. It's just going to be real cold.
It was already cold as F yesterday.
I know. I'm not ready for more.
I'm ready for summer. Then we can bitch about I'm ready for winter.
It's too hot.
Again, a few text messages of people wishing you a very, very happy birthday, but my favorite text that came in just said, hey, they're diming your husband now.
Oh, no.
Because your husband's the person who planned the big birthday party on Sunday over at Tony V's in Everett. We're all going to be there. It's going to be a blast. But they said apparently they were listening to his show on the drive to work today because he does a show up in Bellingham. And they said he was complaining about having your party happening on a Sunday because of all the football games.
Oh.
Mostly because of the Bills and the Ravens game.
Of course.
Which was the scuttlebutt around the office. Ted Smith even pulled me aside and goes, hey, what are you doing? for Taryn's party. You're going to get there on time? I'm like, yeah. He's like, I'm a little nervous that the football game is going to be still happening while her party starts. I'm like, I'm sure that we can watch it there.
They have TVs. I have watched football at Tony V's before.
Right.
There is a solution to this problem.
If not, we'll all huddle around my cell phone and be able to see what's going on.
Okay.
It's so sad. We've done that before, like in like a wrestling locker room where there was a Seahawks game happening and I was watching it. And then like a guy came over and goes, you watching the game? I'm like, yeah, man. Like, there's no other way to watch it, but on my cell phone, another guy comes over, then another guy's like, hey, he's watching the Seahawks game. Next thing you know, there's like seven of us just staring at an iPhone to watch the Seahawks game. We weren't watching the Kraken game last night, and I'm glad that we weren't because they, I mean, it was a good game. They lost 2-1. Joey Decord played great, but lost to the Winnipeg Jets. Up next for them, they're at home tomorrow, so at Climate Pledge Arena, taking on the LA Kings. As far as weather, it's going to be 42 degrees, very cold, but also it's going to be sunny. The DMD is brought to you by Snoqualmie Casino, and that's what's up.
Yesterday, Migs, you showed up like a pirate with only one eye functioning.
It's working today.
Steve suffered an eye injury. You went to the eye doctor and ended up experiencing a couple of firsts.
A first at the actual doctor's office.
Okay.
And then another first in a Target bathroom.
That sounds sketch.
It was.
We're going to find out.
Might have been one of the sketchiest things that I've been a part of in about a year.
Oh, boy. We're going to find out what happened at 6:20.
The Daily Mix Show. Daily Mix Show.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
So it's a new year, 2025, and you're thinking, how am I going to make this year different? How am I going to build something for myself? But where do I start? Shopify is how you're going to make it happen, and here's how. Shopify makes it simple to create your brand, open for business, and get your first sale. The best time to start your new business is right now. Get your store up and running easily with thousands of customizable templates, no coding or design skills required. All you need to do is drag and drop. Their powerful social media tools let you connect all your channels and create shoppable posts and help you sell everywhere people scroll. What happens if you don't act now? Will you regret it? What if someone beats you to the idea? Don't kick yourself when you hear this again in a year because you didn't do anything now. With Shopify, your first sale is closer than you think. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to start selling with Shopify today. Shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Yesterday, our friend Steve Migs over here showed up a little miserable.
Sorry to interrupt you, Taryn, but we have more breaking news. Since this weekend is your 40th birthday.
Taryn! She got burnt to candles. Blow them out. She got burnt to candles. Blow them out. Everybody at the party starts to gather round. Puffin, puffin, Taryn! Blow them out.
You gotta love YouTube. There's a lot of Taryn birthday videos up there.
Which I feel like we've come very far because the name Taryn is like omitted from pretty much everything.
Right.
It's not very common. So this makes me super happy that it exists.
So we're celebrating your birthday. This Sunday we're going to be at Tony V's, but all morning long we'll be celebrating your birthday as well. Yeah. And we have a special birthday message for you that I think, actually I'm positive, you are going to absolutely love.
Okay.
Are you ready?
I'm scared. Yeah.
Hey, yo, what's up? It's Marcus Trufant here, former Seattle Seahawk, and most important, former Washington State Cougar. Go Cougs, baby. This message, a quick birthday shout out to Miss Taryn Daly. Happy birthday. Hope you have a beautiful birthday. Put all your friends and family to work. Kick your feet up. Take a load off. Chill out. Welcome to the 40 Club. Go Cougs.
Now, just to let you know also, we didn't add that birthday music.
Oh, really? Really?
Marcus Trufant put that on there for
Dude,
you.
Dude, he's on it.
I thought that was the best part. He sent me the video, and it's just, this guy, I'm like, is there something wrong with this video? And I'm like, that is awesome. So happy birthday.
Oh, my
birthday.
Gosh. Thank you, guys. Thank you, Marcus Trufant. Go Cougs forever.
Truly one of the great Seahawks and great Cougs of all time.
Absolutely. So, Migs, we got to follow up on your eye. Because
okay.
yesterday
yes.
you showed up in a very pirate state.
So, yeah, was it Wednesday night? I was at wrestling training, and I did or the guy I was working around with poked me in the eye. And I thought, okay, whatever. And then I aggressively rubbed it. The eye, that is. And then as I drive home, it started getting worse and worse and worse. And in the morning, it was really bad. I didn't get any sleep. I was able to get to work, but then it was just a struggle to do the show. Like, I'm doing the show with my eyes closed most of the time because I was just like, this just sucks. So I listened to your guys' advice, and you guys are like, I think it was Sarah that even said it. It's like, you should probably go to, like, your doctor to have the eye checked out because it's pretty bad.
Yeah.
So I call him. I go on over there. I get there. And, I mean, before I even, like, she assessed anything, she just saw how my eye was half closed and all the, like, watery in it, like... She's just like, oh, whatever's going on is bad.
Oh.
So, okay. So then she numbed my eye, which I didn't even know you can do.
Is that with drops?
Yes. Which I thought was terrifying. I'm like, what does that even mean? Well, just all the pain went away. So she could work around it, which was really cool.
Oh, that's nice.
So she does all that. She puts it through, like, you know, you have to put your face in front of that thing. And she's like, oh, there's like a full-on fingernail imprint in your eye. She's just like, that's bad. You're going to need a Band-Aid. And I'm like, what does that even mean? And then she even said, she's like, did you go to work? Did you work with this? I'm like, yeah. She's like, how? And my response was, I did work with my eye closed. And I think she was just like, I don't need to ask any more questions. Like, I don't know what this guy does for a living, but he's doing his job with his eyes closed, which just seems kind of strange in the first place. So now I'm like, what does this even mean? Apparently, there are contact lenses that you can have that are Band-Aids.
Wild.
And the funny part was, like, just a couple of days ago before, I don't think we did it on the air, we were talking, like, just BSing amongst us, and we were talking about contact lenses. I'm like, I've never worn them, and I never will. So now all of a sudden, I'm like, jinxed myself. So she puts the contact lens in, and it's basically just to help heal that scratch that's in my eye, and then antibiotics as well.
Is it the exact same size as a regular contact?
It looks just like a contact. And then I'm like, so my response was, well, how do I get this out? Because I don't know what the hell to do. I've never done that before. Does it dissolve? Like, and she's like, oh, don't worry about it. You'll have to come back next week. We'll take it out and we'll assess everything. I'm like, perfect.
So you leave it in the whole time?
Yes.
Wow.
So now I had to go get the antibiotics.
Oh, my gosh.
So she's like, I go over to Target, CVS. That's my pharmacist, right? I'm like, well, I got to go to the bathroom before I get... I was like, I just have to pee. Go to the bathroom, standing at the urinal. And I'm not kidding. And I'm curious if you guys know what this means. There's a guy in the stall that's right next to the urinal, and his foot is fully out of the stall, and he's tapping his foot. Do you know what that means,
Sarah? Is he calling you?
No, I have no idea.
Danny.
Nope.
All right, so, of course, I had to double check it to make sure I wasn't crazy. Tapping a foot in a bathroom stall is a signal used by people looking for sex in a bathroom stall.
Really?
And I remember hearing about this. It was like that Larry Craig politician. I think it was a politician. Got many, many years ago, and that was the thing. And I'm not talking, this wasn't like slightly out. Like, his ankle, like, you could tell, like, he was forcing his foot fully out of the stall, and he's tapping. I'm like, well, is he tapping it to the music? And so I start listening to the music, watching the tapping to his feet. I'm like, no, these two things are not going side by side. And I'm like, I never try to go number one quicker. I'm like, this guy is, I'm pretty sure, trying to get me to jump in the stall with him.
Oh, my God.
So then I go to wash my hands, and I hear the flush, and I hear the, like, he's trying to get up. I'm like, man, I ain't got time to dry it. I just dried it on my shirt, opened the door, went straight to the pharmacy. I was like, I don't want to be anywhere near this guy.
Holy cow, he almost had you.
Well, no. I didn't show up to work today. Now you would have known why.
Oh, my God.
I was like, I've never experienced that. And
what
I was like,
that?
And I was like, does that ever work?
Oh, boy. I bet it does.
Yeah.
I would imagine that probably happens. Works more often than you know.
Well, now I'm starting to think of where I go to the bathroom at the mall. I might have to just start going somewhere else. What if that's like he just posts up there all the time? He's just tapping away.
I mean, then what is your move supposed to be? You just knock on the stall and
I don't know.
Opens. Like, I wish you would have just done a little more research.
Yeah.
Steve.
Yeah.
I'm kind of disappointed.
Wait, I should have Googled how do I respond to
tap,
a foot.
Tap,
do
tap,
I
tap,
do
tap.
I slide my foot under the stall and tap back?
Wow. Play footsies.
Or do I tap on top of his foot? Or do I just aggressively try and slide under the stall and be like, I'm here?
The only way to find out is to go back and try it again.
Taryn, I'm fine with never finding out. You know what? In fact, why don't you Google search that? I don't even want that on my search history.
This weekend, I am turning 40, and we are having my birthday party on Sunday at Tony V's, which will be an epic way to ring in my 40th year.
We're all going to be there. It's going to be a great time.
Yes. So what about you, Rockaholics? What was a milestone birthday you had where you celebrated in a big way? 206-803-ROCK. We will take your calls after Smashing Pumpkins.
The Daily Mix Show.
This weekend is my 40th birthday party. Sunday, we will be at Tony V's in Everett, Steve.
Can't wait. I'm excited.
It's going to be from 7 to 11. We're having a DJ. It's a milestone birthday, you know? So what about you, Rockaholics? What milestone birthday did you celebrate in a big way? 206-803-ROCK. Chris from Smoky Point, how did you celebrate your Dirty 30?
So, my buddy showed up to my house the night before my birthday, drunk with a case of beer, a box of metal roofing nails, or the metal sheet metal screws, and said, hey, we're going to race at Silvertip Stadium on our three-wheelers, and we have to screw all these screws in our tires to run on the ice.
And not a better time to do it when drunk.
I know. So I thought he was joking, because I was like, oh, they're never going to let us run on a hockey rink with three-wheelers. And sure enough, he was correct. And the International Ice Racing Association was there. And yeah, we stayed up that night. We filled our tires full of little sheet metal screws. And we went out there and had a blast. And it was the best birthday I've ever had. It was amazing. And they made all the riders step forward. And they put us up on the Jumbotron. And they introduced us to the packed stadium.
Wow.
It was the most amazing thing in the world. It was so cool.
If you have to send us pictures or videos of that, I'd love to see that, because that just sounds awesome.
Oh, it was. It truly was. I didn't do very well. Don't get me wrong.
Well, were you hungover? Probably. That's why.
Well, that may have something to do with it, but it was fun nonetheless, though.
That's rock awesome. On, Chris. 206-803-ROCK, what milestone birthday did you celebrate in a big way? Bob from Tacoma, you were down under for a birthday.
Yeah, happy pre-Taryn birthday, everybody.
Thank you.
Yeah. Anyway, so I think it was my 28th birthday, and I'm a leap day baby. So my birthday only comes around once every 4 years, so they're always special.
Always a milestone. Anyway,
so was the 28th the birthday where it actually did land on the right date?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, okay, it was February 29th, back in the 80s. But anyway, I was going from Sydney to Coolangatta, and I was staying in youth hostels. And on the way, and my goal was to, when I got to Coolangatta, was to be on the beach and get drunk at midnight when my birthday rolled around. So I was talking to the bus driver, the coach driver, they call him down there, and I asked him if there was a place that I could stop and buy beer on the way to Coolangatta. And he said, no, it's just a straight open road shot. And I said, I told rats, I wanted to, you know, it's my birthday and I wanted to drink beer and stuff. And he goes, hang on a second. So he gets on the intercom and he tells the bus that they're taking a small detour inland. And so I'm like, oh, cool. So anyway, when the bus, it was an hour detour. When the bus got in there, I went into the pub to buy my beer. And when I came back out, they had a cake on the bus for me for my birthday.
That's incredible.
Yeah. So we partied for my birthday on the way up to Coolangatta, and I got to do my goal, which was to spend the beach, you know, the night on the beach getting drunk, welcoming in my birthday on the 29th.
We're going to try and do that for your birthday, but at West Seattle Beach.
Fancy.
After
fancy.
Tony V's, we're going to end up there.
206-803-ROCK. How did you celebrate a big milestone birthday, Jody in Auburn?
I'm going to follow suit and do my 50th the same as yours and going to Everett.
Yeah.
Also, we'll see you at Tony V's.
Yep. I don't drink though. So, I mean, I don't know how that's going to.
Just hang out with Danny. Danny's doing Dry January. You can just hang out with Danny.
Yeah, exactly. I won't be. I'll be having some club soda and some lime, and we'll be partying just as hard as the rest of them.
Is he any fun, though?
No, not at all.
Actually, no.
Yeah. Well, Ryan Castle's also doing Dry January. And Jody, my husband has not had a drink in almost 12 years, so you will be in good company.
Awesome. Great. We'll have fun.
Rock on. We'll see you Sunday.
Wow, Steve.
What?
Danny, not fun.
Oh, did I say that out loud? Oh, was just thinking that, man. My bad.
My birthday wish, though, is for you to go down 3 times today in the game of Beat Migs.
Oh, Beat Migs. Okay.
Yeah, 3 times. So, Rockaholics, if you would like to step up to the plate and take him down in honor of my 40th birthday, you can give us a call now. 206-803-ROCK. Steve has a record of 13 wins, 12 losses, and 2 ties in 2025 thus far. We will play Beat Migs at 6:50.
The Daily Mig Show.